Well, I listened to you speak on there, and that sounded all peachy keen and hunky-dory. Of course, the problem is, for 40 years, Muammar Gaddafi hasn't allowed anybody to organize, so there are no organized groups. Right. There's no way to form a government. They don't have any idea what freedom is, has been, will be. I mean, and the not war is still going on in a not war way. It just sounds sort of pie in the sky stuff and an opportunity for people to go in there and make a little money and not much more.
Well, I you know, you described us in 1776. They've got a lot of challenges. You're dead right. Their economy is crippled, but they've got a lot of oil. It's an oil-rich nation. They've got $134 billion identified. That
so that's what this is all really about, right, Senator? Oil.
Well, to me it's not. It's about having people in a region to align themselves with democratic principles and not bring down Pan Am flights with Americans on it. I think this is in our national security interest to replace Gaddafi with people who could live in peace with us and we can do business with. I'm a big believer that democracies don't go to war with each other, and where you can find people willing to embrace the rule of law and democracy and fight extremists, you ought to help them.
That sounds right. So about time to get over into Syria, huh?
Well, Syria is a different problem, but that day is coming where the Syrian people, you know, they had 25,000 Libyans killed, 60,000 wounded, 3,000 maimed. These are tough people. I mean, we can't really relate in our lifetime to living in a police state, but the folks in Syria keep coming. They keep sending in tanks. They keep sending in helicopters. You know, this idea of charting your own destiny and having a better life for your children is pretty contagious. I hope we'll push Assad out. I hope we'll do more embargoes, arms embargoes, and we'll speak up louder. You can't put troops into every place on the planet, but you sure can stand up for values like Ronald Reagan did during the Cold War.
Valid. Senator Lindsey Graham in the Malta, just after being over there in the not war territory in Libya. Senator, it's nice to speak with you. Thank you very much.